Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You are listening to Living Lighter Radio. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia, with an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Living Lighter provides a revolutionary way to address what's truly holding you back. We have the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time, be living lighter.
Join us now for a Living Lighter experience. This is Living Lighter Radio, and I'm Patricia. I'm here with my husband, Jason. Today, we're talking about health. This is part one of a three-part series. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. I'm going to give you the definition of health as stated by the World Health Organization. Here we go. Quote, health is a state of complete physical, mental, and social well-being and not merely the absence of disease or infirmity. End quote. You said in the title, Jason, that we have a powerful definition of health. What is it?
Well, let's talk about the World Health Organization, first of all.
Okay.
It's pretty...
Wait, I'll say it the way it is. It's flawed.
Well, it is flawed, okay. But it's it reflects the idea that that health is just not the absence of disease or infirmity. But then they talk about physical, mental, and social well-being, which is very contemporary and with it today. Mm-hmm. But here's the problem with that definition. How do you define mental and social well-being? And what we see as intuitives, and this is part of why we created the ecosystem approach in the first place, was that mental and social well-being, even physical health, I mean, you can go crazy at the gym and look like you're the proper weight and muscular, whatever, so you look healthy, but that may not mean that you are healthy.
Okay.
And mental and social well-being, OMG, what is that? And we don't have really good definitions of those. And here's what we see as intuitives.
Okay.
Mental and social well-being can be faked. In other words, you can act like everything's fine, and then when you go behind closed doors, everything isn't. And how many times have we heard about a mass shooter or someone who's done something really horrific, and their neighbors say, "Well, he seemed like a normal guy to me. He was always nice and friendly, and blah blah blah."
Right.
Obviously there was not mental and social well-being, but it didn't show. And in a programming culture, we learn how to act in a way that is socially acceptable, but it may be fake. Okay. So here's our definition. Okay. You ready for this?
I am.
A robust expression of essence or soul in the world, which comes from healing the essence and from clearing the negative energy and learning at the level of essence, independent of infirmity, disability, and limitation.
Okay, Jason, that's a lot.
I know it's a handful.
It really is. So can you explain?
Well, first of all, I'll take the last part first.
Okay.
I'm saying that infirmity, disability, and limitation aren't the indicators of health. Essence is the core of everything we do. Your essence, we use essence and soul interchangeably, so please don't get confused. The reason we use the word essence is because soul takes you, there are a lot of religious dogma out there that talks about soul, that is not anything close to the way we talk about it. So we use the word essence, and we like it better because it reflects that it's an energy and it's practical in day-to-day life.
Okay.
So your soul is at the core of everything we do.
Okay.
Our job as we're an energy that comes into a physical body, as our essence comes into a physical body, is to learn and to be better at the level of essence. So in other words, when you learn, for example, if you know every single, let's say you aced out human anatomy, that's not learning at the level of essence. When you die, you're not going to remember the knee bone was connected to the, anyways. That shows that, you know, I didn't do that well in human anatomy.
You didn't do anatomy.
So, but that's not the kind of learning that we're talking about.
Okay.
It's learning at this deepest level about how to be in the world in a way that is functional, is in a way that is good for you personally, mm-hmm. is a reflection of your essence, is a robust expression of essence
okay.
in the world. And when your essence is fulfilled, you will have soul health, essence health. True health is the ability of your essence to fulfill its mission in the physical form.
I want you to say that again, Jason. And the reason I do is because this is something I want the audience to really at least listen to again, if not do your best to get it.
True health is based on the ability of the essence to fulfill its mission in physical form.
Now, I'm not going to get sidetracked, but I just want to say we come here with missions. You know, we have things, goals that we want to
achieve. Our essence. Yes,
exactly. And but when our essence is blocked, this is why we created the ecosystem approach, because we could see that our essence is blocked. And when our essence is blocked, we don't achieve or fulfill our goals. And when we don't do that, our physical self and or our essence and or our essence tells us so.
So we're going to talk about that. Understand that even if, and this is why I said it, mm-hmm. Independent of infirmity, disability, or limitation,
right?
We may be in a wheelchair, but that doesn't mean our soul, our essence can't be healthy.
Right.
We may have some sort of limitation. And because we come in with all this negative energy, and we'll talk about that in the next section.
That's at 80%. Okay.
There's a lot of potential for that infirmity, disability, and limitation. So let's talk okay. about some of this stuff. And remember, this is not like a machine, like it's black and white.
That's important, everyone.
Healing physical symptoms and the root causes of those symptoms does not necessarily heal the essence, especially if you focus strictly on the physical body. We know so many people that are obsessed with, the physical things, inflammation, the kind of indicators that the traditional medical community uses, like blood pressure and cholesterol.
Mm-hmm.
The alternative medicine community, they talk about inflammation and candida and heavy metals and
right.
Health in your
and your gut
dental
health,
health yes, yes gut health dental yes. health all those things.
Well, and so I want to say it's not just one thing,
but the point is that those physical things, if you resolve those, if you make those better, doesn't necessarily heal you at the level of your essence.
And how do we heal at the level of our essence, Jason?
Well, it's the ecosystem approach.
Of course.
But let me go through some other ones to okay. really make everybody confused.
Okay.
Sometimes, and here's the key word is sometimes, you can have a robust expression of essence and still have physical symptoms.
Okay.
That goes against everything that we believe in. Sometimes disease and health challenges comes from the essence saying to you something's wrong and you need to heal.
Correct.
That healing starts at the level of essence. So sometimes those health challenges are messages from our essence that say, hey, look out, there's something here.
Okay.
Sometimes it can be both And this is where it makes people get really confused. Were you trying to have a robust expression of your essence and your essence is telling you that something's wrong with physical symptoms?
Okay.
For example, you know, great leaders and heroes can have a robust expression of their soul or what's not encumbered with this negative energy, but have most of their essence sick and express it with physical symptoms. I think about Steve Jobs, who was considered a genius and able to understand the human psyche, and he died way too young. Mm. Winston Churchill, who was one of my heroes, drank too much, had cigars, was overweight. His health was awful. And he had this knowing about how to heal the world and bring us from the brink of destruction in World War II, but he couldn't heal himself. And his essence was, if you read about him, any sort of authentic thing about him, you see all this dysfunction physically that right. he was expressing that wasn't dealt with.
Okay. So Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Normal definitions of health, of physical, mental, and social well-being are very flawed. True health is based on the ability of your essence to fulfill its mission in physical form.
Okay.
And healing physical symptoms and the root causes of those symptoms does not heal the essence. Mm. And that true health requires healing of and expressing the essence.
Okay. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about negative energy and trauma and how that affects the health of essence, meaning the health of your essence. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. Parenting will always be a bit of a mystery. Who knows why some parenting ideas work and others do not? Or why some kids seem to succeed despite family setbacks, while others have so much given to them and yet fail to thrive? The one thing we do know is that once you have a child, you'll never be quite the same again. Awe-inspiring emotions like overwhelming love, extreme guilt, intense frustration, and incredible joy make this job second to none. Breaking free of parenting pressures means recognizing the pieces that make us unique, the pieces that we carry with us from the past, and the pieces that are influenced by the society we live in. When we can pick and choose which pieces we want to keep around and change the others to align with our inner wisdom, we will feel more self-assured in our role as a parent.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
Tune in to The Astral Insider, your portal for adventure, insight, and growth with Fernando Albert. And get ready to tour the astral realm, expand your life in ways you've never imagined, and call in for the journey of your life with this world-renowned lucid dreamer, astral projectionist, psychic medium, and healer, Fernando Albert. This is every second and fourth Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
If you have a sense that you are meant for more, join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your golden path. Visit heather-allison.com.
Are you ready to create a life you'll really love? Then you'll want to tune in to the hit show Life Design Radio, From Adversity to Awesome with Susan DiLorenzo. Live each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. No matter where you are in your adversity story, Life Design Radio has got you covered. Get ready to feel inspired, enlightened, and motivated. For more information about working with Susan, visit SusanDiLorenzo.com.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class Facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. We're talking about negative energy and trauma and how it affects health of essence, meaning your essence. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason, can you explain what you mean by healing the essence?
We did two shows called Discovery, where we talked about the 80% negative energy that's attached to essence, and that how, as intuitives, we're able to see that people are born with this negative energy. This negative energy interferes with the functioning of our essence.
And I want to say everybody is born with approximately the 80%. Correct,
yes,
Jason?
It's not an exact number, but correct. It's pretty close.
All right.
And some of it's worse. You know, that's what accounts for childhood diseases, that sort of thing. You know, and we are taught, you know, that our heroes who have achieved greatness also have this 80%. And that's when I saw that we're trying to function with 20% of our essence. Mm-hmm. And our essence is crying out in the world and saying, hey, collectively, heal me. Individually, it's saying, heal me. And we're using programming methods, which basically helps you avoid healing this 80% by overlooking it, forcing yourself to act in spite of how you feel about it, what your essence is telling you, what's happening in your life. You're supposed to just drive on and ignore everything else, just kind of put blinders on. And that is so toxic to your essence.
Absolutely. Nothing makes me will get my dander up more than being ignored or discounted for what I know. And that's what that 80% gets upset.
Yes, because what you know comes from your essence.
Correct.
And that's what's, you know, the essence doesn't like it. It acts out.
Exactly.
And that's often what causes physical symptoms, is that your essence is acting out and saying something's wrong.
Well, and I just got something. If you went to a medical doctor or even a mental doctor and said, my 80% is sick. We need to heal it.
Or my essence is sick. Or yes. My soul is sick.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, you might, you know, if it's someone who's really evolved, they might give you some sympathy, but they don't really know how to fix it.
Exactly. But we know that the ecosystem approach works.
And it works to work directly on your essence.
Exactly. But I did interrupt you. Go ahead.
Here's the thing that's really important, is that dark or negative energy exists.
Okay.
And to define it, what we define as dark or negative energy is that it blocks evolution or growth of the essence. So when you express your essence in the world, negative energy accumulates to block and interfere with that robust expression of essence. Dark energy is connected to all, here's a big one, you know. Dark energy is connected to all negative health conditions and is the true root cause.
Wait, please repeat that. That's worth repeating.
Dark energy is connected to all negative health conditions and is the true root cause.
Hmm.
We think if we get a cold, if we have a scratchy throat, if we get cancer, if we have heart disease, doesn't matter how serious or mild it is.
Right.
We think of it as, well, for example, if you get a cold, well, I got a virus. I got a bacterial infection and it just found me. And I must have touched something or I was around someone who was sick.
Right.
We don't see that. When we look at dark energy, we see that there's this common belief in the world that if someone around you is sick, then you're going to get sick. And that fear is negative energy that brings on that sickness. But the germs, those germs are so small, they can find you if you've got dark energy that's attached to you that wants to express itself through that. Or sometimes it's your soul or your essence that's saying, hey, for example, a virus represents it. And please don't make this a rule. It's just a guideline.
Okay.
But viruses often are an expression of anger. So as we get angry, we're more susceptible to getting that cold or that sore throat or some sort of viral infection that we wouldn't otherwise have. You know, there's all sorts of things. Cancer, you know, people think that cancer, you just get it. Or there was, you were drinking toxic water or breathing toxic air or whatever.
And we're not saying that those things don't exist.
They definitely exist. But the stuff that's connected to it, the negative energy that's connected to that dirty air, dirty water, dirty soil.
Bad food, yes.
Bad food.
Right.
The root is negative energy.
Right.
And that negative energy conspires with your negative energy and says, hey, we need to, you know, let's block him or block her. Or sometimes it's your soul saying to you, hey, you got to take care of this.
Right.
You know, cancer, we see that cancer can always be defined in terms of something that has to do with that 80% trauma that people carry.
Exactly.
You can interpret everybody's cancer in terms of where it happens, how it acts, how it works, in terms of their essence and what's the essence saying, this is a problem and we need to take care of this.
Okay. So the primary purpose of essence when it comes into human form is to learn and evolve. But because of the 80%, it now has to heal itself to do or even begin evolution at all. Correct, Jason?
Again, it's not an absolute rule.
Okay.
But healing has to be part of the process. And a lot of people, you know, you see all these people who are great or geniuses, whatever. I think of, was it Leonardo da Vinci that cut off his ear?
No, that was, no.
Anyways.
That was Van Gogh.
Van Gogh, okay. So, you know, my knowledge of art
is, history is not that
just
great.
Yeah, okay. but all those things, there can be genius in a small portion of your life, but then the rest of it, you know,
goes to hell in a handbasket.
Yes, it goes to pot. So okay. By healing your essence, that's your way to have it all. That's the way that you can have good health, good relationships, the money and the wealth and the financial security that you want. That's how you have it all. It's healing that.
Okay, so working at the level of essence is completely democratic and doesn't require money, power, position, or even belief or faith.
This is the biggie. And
okay.
I think I want to jump up and down with this one. You know, alternative medicine, for example, is very, is very healthy. We do a lot of it. But it's expensive.
Yes.
Traditional medicine, if you don't have the insurance, a lot of times you're out of luck to in terms of cancer treatment, any sort of treatment, and people have gone crazy. But working at the level of your essence doesn't require money. It doesn't require special equipment. We'll teach you how to do it.
Right.
All you have to do is keep listening to our show and you'll start to learn and you start to remove some of the negative energy that's attached to your essence. It's democratic. It doesn't require that you have a bazillion dollars. You can be in utter and complete poverty and start removing the negative energy from your essence. You know, I wanted to just, you know, share a quick story. We were walking the dogs the other day and one of our neighbors drove up and rolled on the window and said, hey, did you hear about so-and-so who just dropped dead. And we knew who he was. We met him once and we didn't know him very well. But and then the neighbor said, well, you know, when your number's up. You just never know. And that is so not true. When we look at people, because we've done the ecosystem approach, because we have intuition, we can see that how would you call it? The part of the essence that's not healthy.
The broken part or the broken part. 80%.
And how it's trying to express itself.
Right.
And someone doesn't just drop dead. Their essence has been trying to talk to them and talk to them.
For a long, long time.
And they haven't been listening.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden they just drop dead because, you know.
And how do we listen, Jason? How is it we do that?
It's with our intuition.
Yes.
And we're going to talk some more about that in the next segment.
Right. And how we start doing that today is by starting and using the ecosystem approach.
The ecosystem approach, when you start using that, your emotional intelligence, which is your way to connect and have a relationship with your essence, it's all there.
Okay.
So
I love it. Key points in this segment, Jason?
Since we all have the 80% negative energy, healing of the essence is essential. It's essential to everything in your life. Dark energy exists and is the true cause of health symptoms.
Mm.
Death, disease, and illness is not arbitrary. Your essence contains the problems and the solutions.
Love that one.
If we only knew how to listen.
Yes.
Healing the essence is completely democratic, and everyone has the ability to heal themselves, to heal their own essence.
Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about how healing and evolving at the level of essence. What is it, what it feels like, and what it looks like? This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What is a brilliant culture and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly. Relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
Darcy Pariso is your connection to spirit, energy, and healing. You can meet Darcy in person at upcoming events throughout Seattle. Do you have questions about your animal companions, yourself, or do you desire to communicate with loved ones on the other side? Darcy will connect you and get answers. Darcy can also work with energy healing to help you and your animal companions feel more balanced and recharged. Visit darcypariso.com/events.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. We're talking about how healing and evolving at the level of essence, what it feels like and what it looks like. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason, so what does healing and evolving at the level of essence, what does it look like?
So I'm going to describe this in two ways. One is in general for our culture, our society, and then we're going to talk about, you know, specifically individuals and how that would affect it.
Okay.
But first, if there was a critical mass of people evolving and healing at the level of essence, it would significantly improve the health of most people. Chronic conditions, cancer, heart disease, and all the other diseases would greatly diminish. Infections that were resistant to antibiotics and these pandemics and the things that we're really afraid of would diminish and not increase. People who drop dead suddenly would not be a mystery because everybody around could say, oh, yeah, I know why he died, you know, blah, 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 or she died, because they saw the soul sickness. Most diseases could be prevented, and there would be far less emphasis on cures and much more on prevention. And so these are non-health issues where people would see their leaders and reject false leaders. They would reject lying and bad motives.
We have no idea who that is, right?
The emotional intelligence and empathy and basic intuition would increase. Grassroots movements would increase and not fizzle out. One of the things that we see that is part of the sickness and the negative energy attached to our essence is these amazing grassroots movements for things that are really positive, whether it's prejudice or democracy or health or clean water, they fizzle out because what happens is people start to fight among themselves. That's the negative energy. That's the dark energy.
Oh my, yes, of course, of course, of course.
So talking about people personally, you know, individuals, okay?
Okay.
If you started working at the level of your essence, it depends when you start, okay? You know, we have a lot of clients who are younger now, and it's real exciting to us because a lot of your problems will be prevented.
Mm-hmm.
They just won't happen. And a lot of those problems came from your essence saying, hey, there's something wrong here, and that those problems are presented to you to wake up and say, hey, I gotta deal with this. Or, remember, it could be both, that it's just negative energy and you could just clear it away and you could deal with it.
Well, you know, Jason, I'm going to just jump in for just a second. I happened to be talking to one of my clients, working with them last week, and we were talking about her 16-year-old teenager. And they happened to be talking in the car last week, and the 16-year-old teenager, or something came up about drugs, alcohol, and that sort of thing. And the teenager said, Mom, it upsets me. It makes me mad. It makes me, you know, sick when I see all of the kids around me getting stuck in all of these behaviors that don't matter.
Oh.
And I, by the way, I've been working with this child for more than 10 years. And he would hate it that I called him a child. So I just want to say that. But boy, I mean, it was a wonderful thing for me to hear what, you know, he had said.
You know, that just warms my heart. And it's such a great indicator or reflection of what the ecosystem approach does. And when you start healing at the level of essence.
Exactly.
Amazing things happen.
Exactly.
And,
exactly.
You know, just to put it in perspective, we talk about, you know, clearing constantly, consistently, and specifically.
Right.
That's what makes the ecosystem approach so effective.
Correct.
Is because we show people how to do it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And because negative energy is there's so much of it.
Well, it's
in the world.
Everywhere. I just, you know, by the way, everyone, please don't think that when you clear, then there won't be any more negative energy.
That
you're done. That was one of the things that we saw early on. People thought that if they did it one or two times, that would be it. And I have to tell you something. There is so much negative energy If you could see at the level that I do and that Jason does, you would realize, no, that's why we realized constantly, consistently, and specifically was so important.
This, you know, all those are really important. The specific is what really defines us.
Yes.
Because you can't do yoga
in the middle of the grocery store.
In the middle of a grocery store. But there can be something that triggers you in the middle of the grocery store and you can clear it right then and there and be very specific.
It is amazing. That's one of my favorite things to do. I could tell stories about that one and we could all laugh for hours. But
you know, when someone cuts us off in traffic, and now we live in a place that we don't get cut off in traffic. There might be a turkey in the road, but there's...
not kidding, everyone.
You know, when we were in the Bay Area, you know, the people were just mean on the highway.
Oh, yeah, they were just absolutely. Mean.
But instead of flipping them off, I know, you know, I would never do that. Of course, my wife is different, but, you know, clearing it, it deals with it right then and there.
And it works.
And it works. All these, we don't know how all these issues are all around us, that little things that bug us, that get our goat, mm-hmm. is negative energy that's in your essence. And you can be very specific and start clearing it away.
Well, and I just want to make a point. We have this negative energy in our essence, and the outside negative energies that are around us, they attach to it. We collect it, so to speak.
Yes.
And so clearing constantly, consistently, and specifically, it really helps, because pretty soon we don't draw that same type of negative energy to us.
So again, we're talking about specific individuals or individuals, but if we were clearing at the level of essence for these people, the health issues could be seen for the trauma that they represent in your essence.
Exactly.
And then you could work specifically on them for a reduced effect, whether it's cancer, heart disease, whether it's a cold or a sore throat,
right.
Whether you have these syndromes that are really hard for traditional medicine, like chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia.
Right.
There's a lot of them. And if you could see the trauma that was connected to them, you could go right for that trauma and clear it and clear it and clear it. And it would start to heal.
And in that healing, your knowing and your wisdom and your intuition would start and continuously grow.
Especially about yourself.
Yes.
Part of the problem is that we're so stupid about ourselves. You know, one of the things, and I don't want to call it a side effect, but as you do this ecosystem approach, what happens is you start to see your own
garbage,
how you delude yourself, how you ignore something.
Oh, you mean BS?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
And it seems like it's a bad thing, but there's a huge power behind that.
Yeah.
Because after you get that, those veils and illusions away, then you can start to see yourself for the way you really are. And then you can see other people with more compassion too, because even though you see their stuff, their how they delude themselves, lie to themselves,
right.
You see how hard it is to get rid of.
Well, and with that said, all of our relationships will be better, are better when we start using the ecosystem approach, because energies between people, when you can see your own stuff, and then you start changing the negative energies between you and somebody else, man, it is so powerful.
People that haven't seen us for a while say, what have you been doing?
I mean,
you know, did you get a haircut or whatever? You know, that sort of thing. But it's the energy. See, here's the other thing.
Okay.
Your knowing, wisdom, and intuition just explodes.
Right.
And would be continuously growing. What we know is that as people age, they don't get better. They start to be old fuddy-duddies.
Yeah.
You know, and that's not the way it's supposed to be. You're supposed to be wiser and have more intuition and more just sure wisdom as you get older. But it's not happening.
Well, and even your compassion for others when you start doing the clearing using the ecosystem approach, it becomes so much better.
Yes.
And instead of hating yourself, then you learn to love yourself and learn to love the positive in others.
So many people say, I just want to feel good in my own skin. I want to feel better. I want to be happy.
Right.
That comes from soul health, from clearing at the level of your essence.
Exactly.
You would know who to associate in terms of who's in your best interest.
Right.
And here's the other thing that people don't get. You would have a natural lie detector and truth detector and use it in your best interest.
Yeah.
You would know those people a mile away who are just going to take your money, take your good health, abuse you before it already happens.
Well, I have just one more thing that I want to say. When we clear a certain area, when we work and use the ecosystem approach in a certain area, if we think it only affects that area, that is not true. It affects all of the areas in our lives, because everything we do, with or without the ecosystem approach, it all flows together.
That's truly holistic. We don't really know what holistic is because we don't work at the level of your essence, but it's also the most efficient.
Yeah.
People say, I don't want to do one more thing. I can't. I'm already doing this.
I've done this and I paid so much money.
You know, and I can't. Yeah. I don't want to do one more thing.
Right.
Well, this is the most efficient thing you could possibly do.
Okay. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Healing the essence activates and develops intuition. Healing essence significantly improves physical conditions, illnesses, and diseases. Preemptively healing essence would prevent most disease and or decrease the effects.
Love it.
And healing essence creates better health, prevents bad health, and creates true healings in all areas of our lives.
Okay. So, Jason, it's time to teach everyone, those who don't know, or remind everyone, How do we do the energy work that we do?
You don't have to sit in a special posture. You can sit any way you want. We ask that when you do this, just set your intention not to help yourself, but help others around you, even in your imagination. Use your imagination. When we say take the stated emotion or thing like a veil and illusion, gather up in your body, blow it into a trash can. If there's an actual trash can next to you,
That's great.
If not, just use one in your imagination. Take a gentle breath and then go to the next one.
And then we're going to activate life force. And what we're going to do is we're going to pull in life force energy, the most powerful energy we have access to. By the way, it's around us all the time. And we're going to pull it in through the top of our head, let it go all the way down to the tips of our toes. We're going to turn it around and help us remove even more negative energy. And we do this all with breathing and imagination. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to help you get started on better health for you and your essence right now. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia. This is an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
celebrating 40 years of peace through music. Dr. Pat Basile is thrilled to be partnering with Dudley and Dean Evanson, co-founders of Soundings of the Planet. Music and video created for peace and healing. Immerse yourself in benefits of music for meditation, relaxation, and stress reduction. This peaceful and meditative form of music is available for free on all streaming services. Search Dean Evanson on Spotify, Pandora, Amazon, and iTunes, or visit soundings.com for more information.
Are you ready to finally feel empowered and knowledgeable in your political stance? Let Marsha Padilla Goad educate you on exactly how important grassroots advocacy is in a relatable way to all parties and all perspectives. Tune in to Grassroots Advocacy Radio with Marsha every first Tuesday of the month at 12 p.m. Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit DynamicsInPublicAffairs.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. Right now, we're going to help you get started on better health for you and your essence right now. Jason?
Here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see how my essence has trauma and needs to heal. Gather up all those veils and illusions, blow them into the trash can.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that the trauma flows to everything in my life. Take a breath. And to eliminate the veils and illusions that are keeping me from letting go of that trauma and knowing I can use life force energy to heal myself. Take a breath. Blow it out.
Remember, you have to remove the negative in order for life force to work.
Yes.
So you can't just do one. You have to do both. So here we go. And to eliminate the barrier so I can see that clearing the trauma is the most efficient thing I can do in my life, and it doesn't cost anything. Take a breath.
And to eliminate any guilt and shame and unworthiness that is a part of that trauma that is keeping me stuck, incapable or resisting letting it go. Take a breath. Meaning that's a layer that's laying over the top. Blow it out.
And the next couple are directly related to your essence, which almost everybody that we've ever worked with has this stuff. So just clear it. If it doesn't affect you, it won't hurt you.
Right.
Just clear it. Here we go. The shame, guilt, and unworthiness that is part of my trauma. Take a breath. Gather up all that shame, guilt, and unworthiness. Blow it into the trash can.
And to eliminate the anger and bitterness and resentment I have about anything that is part of the trauma. And if you put in also the guilt and shame, it's a good package right now. Take a nice breath. Get rid of it. Blow it out.
And to eliminate my fears, worries, and anxieties that I have about anything in my life. Take a breath. Gather it all up. Blow it into the trash can.
I just want to make a little point here that the energy of money just popped in. So, and to eliminate all the traumas I'm carrying around money. It doesn't serve me today. It will not serve me tomorrow. I cannot do anything about my past, but I can do something about it today. Take a breath. Blow it out.
A lot of people say to us, oh, I've been doing this and I'm doing this and doing this and it's not working. Well, I'm sorry to be the messenger, but there's a lot of stuff there. Sorry. So let's keep going because we got stuff to go. Here, the anger, bitterness, and resentment that I have about anything that is part of my trauma. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the fears, worries, and anxieties I have about everything in my life, these energies don't serve me. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the stress, the need to control, the need to drive and push myself, not connected to my essence. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the obsessiveness and fear and anxiety I have in everyday life. Let it go. Take a breath. How you let it go is by taking a breath and then blowing it out, blowing it into the garbage can. Jason, you ready to?
Let's do it.
Activate life force energy. All right, here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force energy so I can infuse my body with this energy for real, authentic healing, healing of my physical, mental, emotional, spiritual self connected to my essence. Take a breath. Let that energy come in through the top of your head. Let it go all the way down your arms and your torso, down to the tips of your toes. Turn it around and blow out any negative energy.
And to activate life force so I can put this energy in all the systems, organs that affect my negative health condition. Take a breath. Any health conditions that I have right now, activate that life force and just put it into your body.
Easily, smoothly, no forcing. There's no reason to force. Life force energy is phenomenal, everyone. Take a nice breath. Do it again. And to activate life force so I can be happy and healthy and creative and objective and love me and love everything that I'm doing for me in my highest and best interest right now. Take a breath. Let that creator energy, that life force energy come right in through the top of your head. And to activate life force so I can love myself enough to be peaceful and happy right now, today. Take a breath.
Okay.
Well, wait, Jason. What are we going to talk about next week?
Next week, we're going to do part two of our three-part series on health. And we're going to talk about what motivates germs, viruses, bacteria, how we catch cancer, how we get type 2 diabetes. It's not what you've heard. This is going to be a must listen to show, you know, and even our ideas about sanitation aren't accurate. And we're going to get some perspective on that.
So if some part of you gets the importance of healing in your essence with the ecosystem approach, mark your calendar. We are on the radio every Monday, 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. If you can't listen at that time, our show is recorded and you can go to our website, www.livinglighter.org.
Please sign up for our newsletter if you want to make clearing constantly, consistently, and specifically a part of your life.
Mm-hmm.
It's free. Mm-hmm. You have to go to our website at www.livinglighter.org.
Okay.
Go to the newsletter tab. And if you want to send us an email address, send us an email at jasonandpatricia@livinglighter.org. And that's jasonandpatricia at livinglighter.org.
And don't forget to look for us on Facebook.
I like those likes. Go like us on Facebook. We're at livinglighter.org.
Absolutely. So we'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio. You're listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia.
Wishing you a lifetime of living lighter.
Thank you for listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly as we discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information, visit our website at www.livinglighter.org.